come you weren't out there?
What's that?
How come you weren't out there?
13's the number. Any 13 or under, I don't go out.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think our record's better at 13 and under. I'm trying to encourage it, to be honest with you. I'm not a... Especially looking at our schedule going forward, like, we're not pushing guys out there saying, hey, you're young or you don't play a lot of minutes. We want them right for the game. So the guys that don't want to touch the puck, that's still, and it's to touch the puck to be good that night. It's still part of their belief system that they need to. So until, and I think it'll take, every organization kind of is going to go through this where it takes time. You know, Blake's a guy that likes to do it. He's an older player, so he's probably keeping that in his repertoire. Except on back-to-back, we'll have a bunch of guys out there.
Based on the optional skate, you said that Beaulieu will play tonight. Will you tell us who won't be in the lineup?
Yeah, Anthony Bedetto comes out tonight. Bo was, in his mind, ready to play right out of the gate. He had a good practice prior to the Boston game, a little bit sore, but he felt he was ready to play, and he's worked really hard, so... I was waiting for kind of the opportunity to present itself to get him back in, and I wasn't planning on going past this game to do it, that if we had stayed healthy that I would have to make room for him. I want Bo to go in on his natural side. I don't want him playing his offside in his first game back in a while, so there's a comfort level there. And Luca has been playing his offside, so try to, you know, as few moving parts to something as you can when you insert a player.
Is that a tough conversation with Anthony? He's obviously a veteran and understands the situation.
It's just a tough conversation on play. So if we were talking 2 weeks ago, we had a bunch of guys on the blue line that might have been candidates to come out. But since the adjustment with the pairings, he and Luca have played very, very well, hard to, been a good PKer for us. So it was difficult based on play alone.
Plus the team he got tonight's physical, so that he would have... Some ways
right, but I'm putting a guy in that is right. He's had three broken bones this year, blocking shots. He's willing and able, so we won't lose any compete with Bull going in.
Yeah. You've kind of done it all against St. Louis this year. You're 1-1-1 in the three games. How do you see this one tonight with them back at home and what they did against?
Yeah, they off that trip. Right, so they had a stretch of hockey they weren't very fond of. And had a big night against Carolina. What was the stat? 21 of 22 points at home on their last run.
Yeah,
so they get a deep team, fairly healthy, and they get a hard match on you. They're tough here, but we've played well here. You know, there are buildings that you go into that you go in fairly optimistic because you've had some success, and it'll be tight. It'll be, again, probably a goaltender's battle by the end of it.
Need to play the classic road game.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, I think that would be accurate. We certainly can't feed their transition. Not that it's kind of a high-flying, high-risk team that we're playing against. It's just when they get it into your end, it's tough to get it out. So if you create situations where they get easy outs of their end, you're going to spend just too much time chasing. They're one of the best slot shooting teams in the league. They can churn down low and find that player in the slot. They got lots of guys that can score from that position and some big shooters up top. So you just want to stay out of your own end as much as you possibly can.
Just confirming, Beaulieu is the only lineup change from the other night?
Correct.
Does it speak to their depth that they've been able to persevere without a guy like Tarasenko for this long?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm not even sure if it's depth. Look at it the other way. It's talent. There's enough talent there, and I know it's the right word, but usually when you're talking about depth, you got those real gritty minor league guys that you can come up and grind. There's still lots of skill on this lineup, and they're also built that they don't have to outscore teams. So if they had a thinner back end or even more offensive talent in the lineup, and they played a style of game where it was a goal-scoring game, you take one of those guys out, it affects you greatly. These guys can grind out a 1-0 win just as well as put five in on you. So they can play a game that can survive a talented out.
I mean, you had him in the KHL and you've seen him a lot. I mean, what's the biggest challenge for a guy like Mark Scheifele when you have to go up against Ryan O'Reilly, who's one of the best two-way players in the NHL?
Everybody has a different set of skills. He's got a really high defensive IQ, and I'm limiting in that. He's a very, very smart hockey player. So ask yourself, like, he's not a brilliant skater. Except he plays quick, right? He gets to where he needs to get to, and his anticipation of where the puck's going, the read of the play allows him to make the right decision. Very much like Ron Francis in that, You know, Ronnie wasn't a great skater, but nobody ever got him on the wrong side of him, and he wasn't sitting at the red line. Ronnie was scoring points, right? He was trying to be an offensive producer. Those really, really smart guys, and they probably developed that by not being maybe elite skaters. They have to read the play. And he's a really, really good pro. Like, the story that I would tell is, I mean, we're in Magnitogorsk, man. Like, there's not a lot of TV crews coming to check out your game. He's at the rink at 4 o'clock on game day. So he's running his NHL program every single day, right? And he and I, we had four guys from the NHL come over, and Evgeny Malkin was another one. They worked their butts off in practice. Like, they were great pros. The best part of that for those young Russian players was to watch those guys prep. Because that kind of prep was new. He did his routine every day. You didn't know whether he was playing in Magnitogorsk or St. Louis. He was a great pro.